We live in a world with many thresholds of magic. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We live in a world on the threshold of magic. And what kind of magic is it that we are living on? We're taking from nature. We're taking from all areas of life, how it exists, and the wonderful things that it does. We take the human body and we study it and we learn how the human body functions and we just marvel at the thresholds of magic that take place within the body every moment of our life. How healing takes place and how right order takes place and how wrong order takes place as far as we're concerned by things that we have done. And we concern ourselves with these things. We scientifically study them very deeply and very wonderfully to understand a little more about it. In just the eye of an insect alone, we come into magic. The eye of man is magic too. But the eye of man has only begun to understand that magic. One day, we will have a pair of glasses that we can wear that will give us the vision of the insect. For instance, the fly. The fly has thousands of visual receptors in each eye. And the eye can see all around. It's a very compound eye. And they developed a camera with multiple lenses for seeing in all directions at the same time, near and far, perfect focus. And as they do this, they are merely duplicating what the fly does and many other insects do. They have their compound eyes, which allow them to see and to be aware. You've swatted a fly, and the fly is gone before you even get close to it, or it slips right out from underneath your hand. Now, is it aware mentally of your hand coming to it? Is it aware mentally that there's danger in the world? Or is it just able to see intuitively and detect movement so slight, so indicative of something that it is touching to it, that it is able to be aware of it and move? Now, this is what scientists believe, that it has this ability to be aware and move in a very instant way. And as it does this, it allows itself to live longer. It allows itself to have more exciting adventures in its wonderful life. And this is what science would like to do for man. Science would like to give man the ability to have this sensitivity, this awareness of having perhaps the compound eye of a fly available for our eyes. Now, is that a possibility? Is that something they want to build into our eye or have our eye be changed so that it includes that capacity? Or do they want to have a pair of glasses that we put on that give us this ability to use, since we are not always in need of that sort of ability. This camera that has been developed, it has multiple lenses, seeing in all directions at once, near and far, perfect focus. This camera is one that can readily be used as a pair of glasses. And it's physically in development, it's physically being thought about. But these are just one of the many thresholds of magic that assail us every moment of our life. Every moment of our life, we are aware of new possibilities. We are aware of what our thought does, even though our thought is more predominant and more dominant in our thinking and our way of living than we really give it credit for, because we think a thought, and that thought is revealed in our world. We think a thought, it's revealed in our world. We say, well, how come it's not revealed as completely as we think the thought and as we think about it? Because at the same time we're thinking the thought, we're thinking a limitation on the thought. We're thinking of not existing. We're thinking of the thought not being something that is useful and beneficial to us at this moment. And as we think that, then we take away from the thought's beneficiality and its usefulness and its adequacy and its expression right now. That's how thought manifests itself and destroys itself. And though we're on the threshold of magic in our thought, we withhold the magic from us by saying no, by saying it is not done, by saying it is unbelievable. We're our own worst enemy in all expressions of life, and we are our own worst best angel in all expressions of life when we believe in the many thresholds of magic that are at our fingertips, at our footstep, every moment of our life. Do you want it? Do you want to live in that magic? Do you want to have the capacity of a fly and be able to see in all directions at once? Do you want that thousands of visual receptors? You have them. You have them. If you looked inside of the eye, if you looked inside the eye, you would see all those things there already. You would see all those possibilities already existing, but not being utilized, not being developed. They say when a person loses their sight, their sensitivity in many other areas becomes greatly intense, and they are able to feel and sense objects around them. They're able to know things that they had never known with their sight, because their sight gave them that information more quickly at that moment. Now they are developing the sensitivity of sense of what is going on around them, even though they can't see it, and they feel it, they know it. And they would perhaps prefer sight because it was common to them, but now they don't have it, so they are using this other sensitivity or sensitivities. The thing is, there are many thresholds of magic that we use every day. Many thresholds of magic that are coming upon us in every possible way, not just with our eyes. Our eyes are wonderful indeed, just the way they are. And our eyes have the capacity to see when we close them, to see when we open them, to see no matter what goes on. All is in divine order in our unique body and our unique attitude, our unique thinking, sensitivity, intuitiveness, our ability to be aware of all that's going on in the world and not even realizing that we always knew it. When we take the thought, and we want to train ourselves in this thought, when we take the thought that all time is now, all space is here, every experience that ever exists on the face of the earth or anywhere else already exists in us, and we know it, and we are aware of it, but we have put it on a back burner. Every thought that ever was thought, is thought, will be thought, is an existence right now in our mind, in our thought system. There's nothing new under the sun. Everything already exists. And we are so amazed at ourselves for coming up with new ideas and new thoughts. And there's no new thought. There's no new idea. They already exist. It's merely our awareness of them at the moment. You can be aware of yourself as a genius. You can be aware of yourself as a marvelous, talented musician. You can be aware of yourself in many wonderful things, if you wish. And you may do it without trying at all, just being at that threshold of magic in you and stepping there into it and letting it be revealed in you and in all of your life. We have this in each one of us. Mentally, we're always here, and mentally, we always have it. Mentally, we always have everything. Physically, we always have everything, too, but we have not developed it. We have the muscle inside of our arm. And when we do exercises or weightlifting, the muscle develops. It's always been there, but it wasn't used. And once it was used, then it becomes useful to us. We have within us all that exists, and we have around us all that exists, because we are the in and around us. We are the totality of all. We are like the insect's compound eye. We are like the thousands of visual receptors. We are like the camera lenses that can see in all directions at one time in perfect focus. How fantastic! How utterly amazing! And it is, isn't it? The all-seeing eye is not so distant in the future as we think it is, because many have seen it already. It appears on the top of the pyramid on the U.S. currency. It appears in many different areas. It has come out of history. It has come out of the archaeological studies of all humanity that reaches into that inner depth, that many thresholds of magic. Today, claim for yourself, I am aware of my many thresholds of magic and I enjoy it tremendously. I am aware of my many thresholds of magic and I am so happy in being aware. No tension, no pressure, no immediacy. It's just there. And as I am aware of it, I might practice the piano for a long time and not even be aware that at a particular moment I now am a virtuoso. I'm playing beautifully, and I'm playing no longer with the skill that I learned. I'm playing with the skill that I always had, with the genius that I always was, with the magic of the infinite capability that is always in me, in all of us. And I used it when I wasn't thinking about it. So perhaps we should recognize our first thought is our real dynamic thought. Our first recognition of who we are is who we really are. And we are walking on that threshold of magic within us in so many ways, in so many geniuses. And we are learning from our scientific community and people who are doing research all the ways that they are stepping across the magic thresholds of their thinking and dreaming and living and doing wonderful things. Join me in stepping across your threshold as I step across my threshold on new ideas, on new dimensions, every moment of my life. Have a wonderful day. I love you. I love you. I love you.